Yeah. Two for Tuesday. Yeah. 2-4 Tuesday. Yeah. Kevin requested Petra with This Is All Fired Up, Baby. All Fired Up by Petra.
By the way, that's my aunt's name.
Your aunt's name is Petra?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it means.
I remember the band. I went to grade school with a Petra.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah, I went to grade school with a Petra. But I don't know, what is Petra, what does it mean, Dan? Can you look up the definition?
The Petra translates to Petra, according to this Microsoft translator.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So it's Petra. Okay.
Let me see if I can get you an etymology here.
Okay. But that was a hair band from the 80s.
It's not my aunt.
Your aunt. I'm sure your aunt was not named after a hair band from the 80s.
I don't think so.
No.
She changed it midway in the 80s.
It's because she loved Petra so much. She loved their music so much. Her name was Alice, but then she heard All Fired Up and went, I'm changing my name to Petra.
Petra is the feminine form of Peter, which is derived from the Greek word petros, meaning stone or rock.
Yeah, rock. That's why. Oh. Rock.
Oh, that's why they're Petra.
That's exactly right.
Interesting.
And is your aunt's... Whose sister is it?
It's my mom's.
Your mom's sister. Is your mom's father named Peter?
No.
Okay, then I got nothing.
I don't either.
Just trying to figure something out.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
No, yeah, half of them have weird names.
Okay. Okay. All right, a little bit earlier, by the way, it's Nick DiGilio. I'm your overnight dude here till 5 a.m. every day, and every weekday, that is. And Steve Grzanich has the opening bell coming up in about an hour, and followed by Steve Cochran an hour after that. He's awesome. And, hey, by the way, in case you guys don't stay and listen all the time, I'm on Steve Cochran's show every Tuesday and every Thursday morning at 6:20. I am honored to have been asked to be a part of Cochran's show. And we do a little thing about, we talk about showbiz, we talk about movies, we talk about a lot of fun stuff. So every Tuesday morning and every Thursday morning at 6:20, you can hear me on Cochran's show. So there you go. Anyway, we were talking earlier that James Marsden revealed that his crush was Helen Mirren for many, many years. And he revealed this on Ellen DeGeneres' show. Also revealed the fact that he kind of stalked her at an airport and secretly took a picture of Helen Mirren, and then Helen Mirren came out, and so this got me thinking about celebrity crushes and what are yours from your past, and if you have some now, what are they? So, Esmeralda, let's start with you. What do you think?
Oh boy, where do you want to start?
Well, I know Edward Norton is one of them.
Oh gosh, yes, yes.
Okay, so Edward Norton, what was it about Edward Norton? What was it specifically? Was there one specific movie or?
I fell in love the first time I saw him in Primal Fear.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, he's so innocent. And then he changes, and I was like, oh, hi.
So it was two sides, the good boy and the bad boy
right.
In one guy. Yeah.
Yes. Although I'm frightened of him in American History X.
Yes.
Even when he's a good guy again, because it's like, it's his evil twin because he's got the goatee going.
Yeah.
So it weirds me out.
Yeah. Yeah. He's you know what movie is great that he's in that no one has seen? And also Robert De Niro's great in it. It's called Stone.
No, I haven't even heard of it.
Nobody has. 2010. 2010 was long after Robert De Niro stopped giving a crap. Until he started making movies with David O. Russell, and then he became like De Niro again. But this was during that stretch of time when De Niro was doing nothing but terrible movies. And it's a great movie, a great, great movie. It made my top 10 list in 2010, but no one knows this movie. It's called Stone. It's Edward Norton.
Oh, my gosh. Edward Norton with cornrows.
With cornrows, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Edward Norton with cornrows. It's Edward Norton, Robert De Niro, and Mila Jovovich. This movie is so good that Mila Jovovich is good in it. That's how good the movie is. She hadn't been good in a movie since Dazed and Confused. That's how good this. It is a great, great movie. It's one of those movies that really flew under the radar. I should bring it in for you, Esmeralda. I got it at home.
Yeah, I only have Death to Smoochie.
We're going to talk about that again. Is this? Because I'm the entire staff that works on this show with me loves Death to Smoochie.
Oh man,
Dan.
That's
again?
Why I'm here.
Movie rules.
God, you guys are nuts.
Yeah. I told you, I even have a hat.
I know you do.
Emotional hat.
Dan, what about you? What was one of your crushes when you were maybe growing up?
So growing up, it was Sarah Michelle Gellar, star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Sure. She's always, in my world, she's always Kendall from All My Children.
Sure, absolutely. So, yeah, that was that show hit at the right time. She was on the, you know, this is very odd, but she was on the cover of a magazine, and she was kind of in this leather getup. And she looked fine, but there was a close-up picture of her in the magazine. That was just gorgeous. Like, I just stared at it for hours because it was just a thing of beauty. And obviously with the show being awesome and strong female character and, you know.
Did you ever go back and watch footage of her as Kendall on All My Children?
I've never seen her as Kendall.
She was awesome on it. Awesome. And it's Kelly Ripa. Always going to be All My Children. Just like Melissa McCarthy, she goes out and gets Oscar nominated. She's always going to be Sookie from Gilmore Girls. And the fact that she came back was awesome, I think. I didn't ruin that for anybody. Everybody knew. Okay. I can tell you my first crushes when I was a little kid. This is, of course, going to date me. I'm talking pre-teenagers. I'm talking when I was a little kid, you know, because you can have a crush when you're a kid, little kid. My three crushes, my first crushes ever that I can remember going, ooh, I like her, were Hayley Mills. And you guys probably don't even know who Hayley Mills is.
Parent Trap,
right, okay. Oh, I thought maybe you guys would go straight to Saved by the Bell.
Miss Bliss, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anyway, that's her. She was one of my first crushes, Hayley Mills from Parent Trap. And along with Barbara Feldon. You guys know who Barbara Feldon is?
That name sounds so familiar.
Get Smart. She's Agent 99 on Get Smart.
Yeah, she's cute.
Oh, man. And then Yvonne Craig, who played Batgirl on the original 60s series. Forget about it. So that dates me. So you can't, that completely dates me when it's Barbara Feldon, Yvonne Craig, and Hayley Mills were my first crushes. If you ever doubted that I was over 50, there you go, everybody. There are my first crushes. Well, man, I had such a huge when I watched Get Smart. I loved Barbara Feldon so much on that show. Oh, my God. Anyway, 773 says, my crush is on Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show. She's so hot, and also Alice of the Brady Bunch. Okay. My guess is that they're being facetious, or they're 106 years old. Jay in Ohio. Nick, my celebrity crush was Meredith McRae from Petticoat Junction. Good one from Petticoat Junction. That's good. Again, I'm old. I know that one. Let's see. 708 area code. My celebrity crush is Bill Hader. Funny and hot. Is Bill Hader a handsome man, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I mean, he's got his moments, and it's the funny.
Yeah, no,
the
that
funny
goes,
makes it.
No, that goes
better.
A long way. That goes a really long way. You know. Brian, my celebrity crush is definitely Tetchi Abiyani, better known as Princess Rubali from Gymkhana. Thank you, Brian.
By the way, just because I know everybody is dying to know, I texted Brian back and asked him if he heard about that celebrity encounter where the guy peed next to Kurt Summers. I have not heard back yet.
Oh, okay.
So we are waiting with bated breath.
We got to hear from Brian if he, you know, if he went back and listened to the podcast about the guy who peed next to Kurt Thomas, and Kurt Thomas didn't wash his hands afterwards because he had chalk all over him. All right. And then my big crush when I was a teenager on Jamie Lee Curtis. No one even came close. After I saw Halloween, forget about it. There was no other actress in the world during that stretch. Oh, my God. So, anyway. All right, Celebrity Crushes, 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. We want to hear from you. You can call or text 312-981-7200. Who was your first big celebrity crush or your teenage crush? And if you got one now, who are you crushing on? 312-981-7200. Yeah. Power ballad time. Kevin's second choice is from Petra, More Power to Ya. You remember Petra? Not your aunt, Esmeralda. You remember the hairband Petra?
No, I don't.
They were a significant, significant band in the 80s. All right. Hey, coming up after 4:30, Esmeralda and I are going to battle to the death in Celebrity Name Game. And we're talking about crushes. Who else, Esmeralda? Rattle off a few more.
I am in love still with Moby.
That's right.
I don't know why.
Yeah, okay.
There was, for a time, Leonardo DiCaprio, but this is around when he was doing Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
And then his face kind of got weirdly wide, and that was kind of out of, I didn't like it anymore. Johnny Lee Miller.
Sure.
He was a big one.
Yeah, have you seen the trailer for Trainspotting?
Yes.
Too?
Johnny Lee Miller and, what's his face?
Ewan McGregor?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Remember when there was a period of time where Ewan McGregor made about 8 movies in a row where he had his penis hanging out in every movie?
No, oddly enough, I did not see all the movies.
Well, you saw Trainspotting.
I did, but yeah. That was just one.
Well, he did 1 of 8. He did like 26 movies in a row where he was like, here it is, everybody. Enjoy it.
I was big in, for some reason, into Liam Gallagher. I was big into the Brits. I'm still big into the Brits. Yeah. You have an accent, and it's like, hey. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. I mentioned Emma Stone. She's a doll. Christina Hendricks, man, she makes me fall off furniture. I seriously, she was in Bad Santa too. Oh, God. Scarlett Johansson, I don't even know, you know, what to say. So, and I've got, like, man crushes. Got a lot of those. Matthew McConaughey. Colin Farrell. Oh, boy, do I have a crush on Colin Farrell.
Oh, that guy who is not good looking in the Harry Potter movies. Neville Longbottom.
Oh.
Yes.
You have a crush on him?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Have you seen him lately? Woo!
All right. Let's go to the phones. We got people who are calling in with their celebrity crushes. Jeff is on WGN. All right, Jeff, what do you got?
Hello. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Childhood crush, Christy McNichol.
Oh, God, Christy McNichol. Oh, boy. Yeah, nice. Good call, Jeff. I had a crush on her, too, big time.
Cheryl Teague's poster over Farrah Fawcett poster.
Yeah, I like Cheryl Teague's over Farrah Fawcett as well.
And then Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt. Interesting choice, Jeff. All right, thanks, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, right. You do.
You know who else? I have a oh, man. Because I like the accent thing, too, Esmeralda. Especially the Irish accent. Like she's really, really young, but Saoirse Ronan is adorable, and when she talks, I fall off furniture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
She's talking about. Yeah. From Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Shirley Manson.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She scares me.
But the she scares me too. But the accent, and because I really like to cook, and because I watch cooking shows. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Nigella.
Yes. Oh man. And she's got the, you know, the, she's got the body type that I like. Full on. I remember the first time I saw her show, I was like, who is this? Please. All right. How about this one? One more call here. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. Hey. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I got two of them from the childhood years.
Yeah.
Dawn Wells.
Yeah.
Marianne.
I'm a Marianne man over Ginger. I'm a Marianne man over Ginger for sure.
And Shirley Jones of the Partridge Family.
Oh, really?
Oh, she's beautiful in that show.
Okay, cool. She always had fantastic haircuts.
Yeah. Yep. And the most recent one, I saw a movie called 100 Dates, and Katherine Heigl was in it.
Yeah.
She's hot in that flick.
She's hot in a lot of movies. Katherine Heigl is very attractive. Very attractive. So, all right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Have a good one.
I got a ton. Ton of texts here. 314 area code. See if you agree with the male side here, Esmeralda.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe and I'm 53. Is that bad?
Mm.
He's good looking. He's grown into
He's okay.
He's grown into a pretty good looking guy. Emma Watson has grown into a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
She's a gorgeous young woman. 815 area code. Two words. Kate Beckinsale. God,
it's very beautiful.
They showed the trailer for that new Underworld movie. Those movies suck. 815, Kathy Ireland in the swimsuit issue. 773, little kid crush was Donny Osmond. Actually, all of the preteen teen crushes were boy bands. Now it's Mark Ruffalo, Robert Downey Jr., and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. 847, don't forget about Kim Darby. Yeah, she was cute. Kim Darby was cute. These are people of my age, Dan and Esmeralda. You guys don't, you have to Google Kim Darby.
Yeah.
Alfredo,
she's like a boy.
She was cute.
She's this little boy thing.
Yeah. Alfredo says, Christy McNichol, remember her in Little Darlings. I was at the age target audience when she came out. Speaking of coming out, Christy McNichol did in 2012. Yes, she did. 815 area code, Diana Rigg from The Avengers. Ooh. Oh. Another one from that era, Esmeralda. You might want to Google her. Diana Rigg, Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Who's the other one? Who's the one that kicks
what
a bunch? Like real high or something.
She does.
Oh, isn't there another one?
No, she kicks.
I'm thinking Quincy Jones's lady.
Oh, Peggy Lipton.
Yes.
Yeah, she was hot, too. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up. We'll finish this off, and then we got to jump into Celebrity Name Game on WGN. Lion Band, just like Brian Wilson. Canadian Bill, William Shatner, requests Bare Naked Ladies, Brian Wilson. Now, is this, that's, they didn't do the, that's Crash Test Idiots. Okay. Bare Naked Ladies, Dan, is that the guy who slept with everybody on Friends?
No, that was Counting Crows.
Okay. Okay, sorry. I got all those things confused. I don't know who any of them are. All right. We're going to wrap up this celebrity crush thing. I got a ton of texts here. We're going to fly through these texts and find out who my listeners had crushes on or still have crushes on. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
And then you better be ready to face me in a battle of celebrity name game.
Gosh.
And apparently it's WWE's celebrity name game. Okay, ready? Joan Collins from Dynasty. I would have been her male secretary. Greg from Schaumburg says Susan Day and Olivia Newton-John. Jay says, I loved Haley Mills and The Trouble with Angels, also Sally Field. I liked Sally Field on The Flying Nun.
She's just always been cute.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah. 630 area code. I had many celebrity crushes. One of my early ones was Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched. Yeah.
Mm, that little nose.
Yeah. Dinka, 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 dinka.
Uh-huh.
765, Kurt Russell from all the Disney movies. Kurt Russell from Escape from New York. Kurt Russell from The Thing. Kurt Russell from Big Trouble in Little China. Kurt Russell from Tombstone. Don't even play around with Kurt Russell. 847 area code. My teen crush was Quentin Collins. Not necessarily David Selby, but Quentin for sure. I'm 13 years old every time I see a picture of him. For those of you who don't know what that is, Quentin Collins is a character on Dark Shadows.
Mm.
And David Selby is the actor who played Quentin.
Right.
Just going to remind the people who were not alive when these shows were on.
Uh-huh.
630 area code, Jane Seymour and Barbara Hale. 219, my crushes were Christy McNichol and Heather Thomas. Christy McNichol, you got to understand, in the 70s, your 13-year-old boy, it's Christy McNichol.
Wasn't she on Empty Nest?
She was on Empty Nest, yes. let's see. 847 area code says, my crush now is Kenny Chesney and Nick from WGN. You clearly have never seen me. Kenny Chesney and me?
Oh, imagine there's pictures on the wall, and it's you and Kenny Chesney.
Me and Kenny Chesney hanging out. Wasn't he the one who got married to Renee Zellweger, and then they?
I think so. Yeah.
It was a fraud.
Right. She said it was a fraud.
All right. Margaret says Raquel Welch and Anne Margaret. Yeah. I don't even want to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn says Bernadette Peters in The Jerk. Yeah, she was adorable in that movie. Let's see. I had a huge crush on the mom and the daughters from Lost in Space. Jeez.
<That's>
He's covering the whole generational thing there. 630 area code says Carrie Russell.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do, baby. Alyssa Milano, oh my God, who's the boss? She's the boss. 815, Alyssa Milano and Drew Barrymore. 847, my first crushes were Davy Jones and David Cassidy, someone who's clearly around my age. 630 area code, Dana DiLorenzo. You better be careful, man.
She'll,
now, before
she'll punch you.
Kate Walsh before and Deborah Messing before.
I forgot about Mike Nesmith.
Mike Nesmith?
But when he was young, now.
When
not.
He was young, with the no, hat and everything?
Not anymore. Sorry.
Paul and Rosemont, Kat Dennings. Oh, boy. Whew, Kat Dennings. Man. Oh.
She's still doing that awful show?
Yeah.
Ugh.
630 area code, Olivia Munn. Oh. Oh, Olivia Munn. Who is she married to? Football player, right?
Not married, but dating Aaron Rodgers.
God, she's dating Aaron Rodgers. That's right. That guy's just lucky all over the place. My celebrity crush right now is Anna Kendrick. Oh, that's a good one. She's adorable, Anna Kendrick. And apparently 4'2".
Of course.
Let's see, 630 area code says, I had a huge crush on Penelope Cruz for several years. Me too. Oh, and Salma Hayek. Whew, Salma Hayek. All right, and then one more, and then Dan, you can bring the cards in, and we'll get this thing going. I have a total man crush on Lenny Kravitz. I can see that.
Yeah, that guy he's a Highlander.
No, yeah, you're...
I'm going to say. He does not... He looks better now than he did back in the day when he was actually young. I'm just going to go. He's a Highlander.
The only way that you got to cut his head off.
That's the only way.
The only way to do it is you got to cut his head off. And then finally, I forgot my favorite. I think the sexiest and like coolest movie character, female movie character ever, is Trinity from The Matrix. Hot. The leather outfit kicking ass. All right. Mm-hmm.